Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Bretterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yep, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris, he is Rob, and we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if your hiring's heating up, then you need Indeed, because their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. So sponsor a post and instantly receive a short list of quality candidates on Indeed whose resumes match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit. We got Michael Sean Duggar, I hope I said that right, of The Athletic. He covers the Seahawks. So we can get into this Colin Kaepernick situation with him. And Rob, speaking of Indeed, our brackets for Fox Sports Radio are powered by Indeed. And I'm second right now, but Gonzaga was my pick to win it all. They're down 6 right now to 4-seeded Arizona, and it's a, I'm sorry, 4-seeded Arkansas, and it's about 3 minutes and 48 seconds left. Not about. That's exact. Unless I'm behind.
Wow. Are they going down, Chris? Are they going to come back? How many minutes left? Three minutes?
I hope so, but who knows?
Hey, I had Kentucky. You remember? They got knocked out.
Yeah. You know, you never know. But Chet Holmgren, he's the 7'1" freshman for Gonzaga. Now, he's having a nice game. He's got 11 points.
He used to coach the Packers, right? Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's Mike Holmgren.
Wow. Iowa saying, really? Golly. How low are the standards?
Well, missed the other one. He missed the other joke. So he had to make up for it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyway, Holmgren's got 11 points, 13 rebounds. What is it, Rob? Three blocks? But the problem is he's been in foul trouble. And he's got four fouls. But that last foul that took him out for a few minutes, bad call. Real ticky-tack. I don't think it was even a foul on him. But anyway, that's the story. But here's the deal. Chet Holmgren, Rob, as I said, 7'1" freshman, was one of the best players in the country last year in high school. And even though he's 7'1", he can shoot the three. He can handle. There's a video of him. It obviously was some summer-type basketball, but he crossed up Steph Curry. Went behind his back, then crossed him up, and then went to the hole and dunked in traffic. Like, he's a nice player. He can do, you know, he's out on the perimeter, but obviously he can block shots. And ESPN, on their mock draft, Rob, they got him going number one to guess who? The Detroit Pistons, all right?
Wow.
And here is season averages, 14 points.
Is Darko point 2.0?
I don't think so, but who knows? But he's 14 points, 9.5 rebounds, 3.5 blocks. And, I mean, this is kind of one of those, you know, made-up stats, Rob. But he's the first player in college basketball history, at least NCAA history, to average at least 14 points, 9 rebounds, and 3 blocks. Now, like I said, kind of made up, while shooting over 70% from 2 and 40% from 3. That's impressive, but they obviously didn't used to shoot threes.
No, and I mean, they have to come up with everything.
They didn't
even
have the three, you know.
Right, playing in black sneakers on a Thursday.
Right.
We didn't put those in there.
For the young folk out there, when I played in high school, there was no three-point line. There was no three-point line when I played in high school. Now, there was one in college, but I can probably count on certainly two hands, Rob, how many threes I took in college. I didn't shoot it. I was like Jordan. I didn't shoot the three, you know? I just went to the hole and dunked on people.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Talk about a tall tale. My God.
Holmgren just fouled out. So this could be his last college game, Rob. So here's the deal. Like I said, ESPN, not every mock draft. There's another one I was looking at earlier that had him fourth. But ESPN's got him number one in their mock draft. And there are some doubters. He's going in the top five, all right? But there are doubters out there about him, despite all his ability and his versatility. And I honestly, Rob, I feel like the doubters are there because he's a white American. I feel like if he was black or if he was European, a white European, I don't think there'd be this many doubters about him.
Mm. So you think it's strictly racist?
Not strictly, but I think that's a factor. He is thin. He's incredibly thin, and that's what a lot of people are looking at. But
he's so thin, I think somebody wanted to use one of his legs as a toothpick during the tournament. Nothing?
Aww. Okay.
But, yeah, I think that, and here's what I'm going to say. Look, I don't know. I think he's a nice player. Obviously, he's been a star, you know, in high school, and he's had a great rookie or freshman year. There's a part of me that, you know, because he wasn't their superstar this year. It was this Drew Timmy, this upperclassman, who's a big scorer for them. And I don't know what Timmy probably won't be much in college, in the pros, but he's nasty in college. But there's a part of me that feels like Holmgren should really stay another year to become the superstar. Like, I'm strictly talking from a basketball standpoint. Now, I might be wrong, and I think he's going to come out. And I'm not saying I wouldn't come out. I'm just saying there's a part of me that's like, does he need to go ahead and be that superstar? Like, next year, just dominate as the number one option on the team. But then again, in the NBA, you know how it is. The longer you stay, the more they pick your game apart.
Right.
So it could hurt him. So I feel you. He's going to be a top five pick. You just come out. But I think, Rob, I don't know. Are we past the point where it would matter if there was a white American star in the NBA? I think it'd be great. But we got white stars. I mean, Luka, Jokic.
No, but they're not from the heartland.
They're not Americans.
They're not Larry Bird and they're not Tyler Hero. And I know.
You put him in the same conversation.
He's probably the
best white American right now.
Right.
Tyler
Hero. But I do believe that there is some of that. People would like to see a player. And that's not to take anything away from European players. Chris, but there is something to that, and I don't think
that's racist either. I think it would be inspiring for some white basketball players, white American basketball players, to see a white American go. Like I would love to see it. I would love to see Chet Holmgren become like a superstar.
Okay, here's my only thing, but they have to be really good. Like it's not to push a narrative.
Or put
a guy in a situation, you know what I mean, that he's really not
but
good.
But I don't think, we used to I don't see think that in that's going to be able to happen.
No, I'm just saying, we used to see that in boxing, the Great White Hope, and they would push Jerry Cooney out and these guys.
Well, Cooney was tough, though. Cooney knocked the snot out of Ken Norton.
Yeah.
I mean, Cooney was legit. Now, he got beat by Larry Holmes, but Cooney was a good
fighter. But I'm saying, you know that was a thing in boxing for a while.
It was a big deal, because at that point, they still wanted to see a white champion. I think now, I mean, we've had, again, they're not white Americans. Tyson Fury right now is the champion, you know. But, yeah, in boxing, that was a big deal. That's decades ago. But I don't think in basketball, Rob, if he can't ball, he ain't going to get, like, that much love. Like, that's the thing about sports, man, for the most part. You got to do it.
No, you know why? Because a lot of people's jobs are on the line. You can't be playing that game, Chris, and picking people based on that and not on their talent. Because if you get the first overall pick, and you're picking a guy for the wrong reason, now you might believe he's the guy and deserves it, and that's not an issue. But if you pick somebody because you just think like, it would be great to have a white guy on the roster, or you're drafting for Utah. You know what I mean? And there's a better – I'll give you the perfect example, Chris. The Dallas Mavericks, and I don't know what the thinking was going into this, but the Dallas Mavericks, Chris, and Rob G, look this up. They had three of the top 11 picks in the draft in maybe 19 – what year did Joe Dumars and those guys come out? Karl Malone. Was that 84, Chris?
I don't know. Dumars. Jordan was 84. So Dumars 80, was later. Dumars might have been 85, 86.
85.
Dumars
okay. Was 85. Whatever with Karl Malone, okay?
Dumars was 85, yeah.
Okay, 85. Chris, go look at the draft. Can you pull up the 1985 NBA draft? Dallas had three. This changed their franchise. They had three of the top, I want to say, 11 picks.
Detlef Schrempf. They took Detlef Schrempf.
They took Uwe Blob.
Bill Winnington.
How many? What was it? Top 17? Three of the top 17 picks?
Yep.
And three white guys in an NBA, Chris. Seriously. They could have had Karl Malone, Joe Dumars, and Detlef Schrempf. Don't tell me that team wouldn't have been different.
There's a lot of white guys in that draft. John Konkak went 5 to Atlanta.
Did he really?
John Klein went 6 to Sacramento.
Wow.
Yeah. Oakley went 9.
But I'm just saying, what are the chances of three of the top 17 all being white in it for
a team? Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't think, and I told you this, I had a white GM in the league, NBA, and this was probably 12 years ago. maybe, you know, roughly, what are we in, 20? Yeah, maybe long, maybe 14 years ago. Tell me he wouldn't draft a white American player high in the draft. He's a white guy.
And so I don't think
that there hasn't been a great white American player in how long? Like a white American superstar. That's what it was based on. I don't think anybody is drafting Chet Holmgren because he's white. Right. Like, I don't think anybody's looking at like, wow, let's draft this guy. It'll be great for our fan base. Because if he can't play,
it won't matter.
Then it don't matter. Yeah. But I think if anybody drafts him, I mean, he's going to get drafted high. I think it'll be because they think he really is going to be a star.
Okay, so what's your gut? Will he be the first overall pick? I say no.
Probably not. I mean, because most mock drafts I've seen don't have him number one. Now, he'll be in the top five.
Right, right. I'm just saying.
He'll definitely be in the top five. Right. And, you know, it'll be – I mean, I like his game from what I've seen. I haven't seen a ton of him. But he does have handle. He's a pretty good shooter who has nice form. He'll get better with the shot. He's athletic. He can block shots. He needs to pick up some weight, but I think he'll do that. Like, he's rail thin. But, you know, it'll be interesting, man. We're going to see. But I think it'd be good – for the league. I don't think the league needs it. It's thriving without a white American star. But I just think it would be a good storyline for the league. And it would inspire some white American ball players. So I think that would be good too. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. What do you think about Chet Holmgren, the 7'1" freshman, do-it-all freshman from Gonzaga, as an NBA prospect? And does the fact that he's a white American player matter in any way anymore? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amen, right? With Sherman Helmsley?
It is.
This was a good show.
That was a good show.
All right, it's the
right?
iCup. Remember this?
Yes.
Wasn't as good as the Jeffersons, obviously, but it was a good show.
No, but it's hard to get two sitcoms. You know what I mean, Chris? That
out of one guy, right?
Especially,
I can't
you know
think
what I mean.
Of one where there's been can you think of one where like a guy was a superstar in one sitcom and another one was just as good? I can't.
It's hard. I mean, there are some that were decent. You know what I mean? Where they
the
have
closest
more.
I'll say. Frasier wasn't the superstar of Cheers. So
no,
was,
but he was a big character,
the,
but he wasn't right. He wasn't
right.
The
it
was
wasn't
Ted Danson's show.
Show,
right.
Right. And then Frasier was a great show.
Right.
But I can't think of one where it's even, guys it, been the star. Can you?
What about Sam? Iowa Sam, what do you got? What shows?
Immediately that came to mind, Home Improvement, Tim Allen, and then also his newer show, Last Man Standing, which has viewers have asked to have that show come back. I don't know.
I just haven't. I mean, I guess I wasn't as into it. I did like Home Improvement, but
I didn't watch Last Man Standing.
And Carol O'Connor, Chris, like the All in the Family, and then he did what is that? And the Heat of the Night,
which was a drama. That was more of an hour.
So
that was an hour
right.
long drama, right? But you're right.
Newhart's
he was a star of both of those.
Yeah.
Bob Newhart had two shows that were good.
Yeah, he did.
The Newhart show, and then the Bob wasn't it. Weren't they both the? It was
no
the
one was Newhart and the other one was the Bob
Newhart show,
show,
and then right. Newhart was the new. Those were good, but it was essentially the same show. Yeah, I mean, Bill Cosby had a bunch of sitcoms. Remember, he had the Cosby Show in the '60s, late '60s.
Yeah, he had
and
a
Get
show
Smart.
Right.
Was he Get Smart? Was that him?
No,
but Cosby.
I Spy. He was in.
I Spy.
He was the first black actor male to have a lead role. He was in I Spy.
Right.
Bill Cosby.
So he would be one, I guess.
Right. Okay. 877-99 on Fox.
Let me get this in. Hiring, right. Heating up. Indeed's hiring platform makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. Sponsor a post and instantly receive a short list of quality candidates on Indeed whose resumes match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit. And speaking of Indeed, the tournament's back in high gear, folks. Be sure to check out the Bracket Challenge standings at FoxSportsRadio.com for Fox Sports Radio's Million Dollar Bracket Challenge, powered by Indeed. 877-99 on Fox. Chet Holmgren, what do you think? Can he be a star in the NBA?
All right, let's kick it off with Matthew in Winnipeg. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
No, he's not going number one. But he should. He should. We're
so why is he
about
not going?
Why do you think he
why?
Won?
Why?
Well, he just got – I'll tell you why. He just got screwed by the refs and got fouled
right.
out with five – 3 weeks grabbing calls
late,
that were not –
the last
not,
two
were
fouls were bad
right.
calls. I'll give you.
Well,
did they lose?
But anyway,
did they
real
lose?
Talk, they're about to. Real okay. talk, why do you think he won't go number one?
He won't go because of that one reason alone. I think he should.
Because he's white?
Because
he's white American?
I don't know if that's really a factor at all. I think that whole, Rob, honestly, I think
well,
that white thing is kind of a little
reason,
off base.
I don't know. What one reason? They just fouled out?
And also that they're not going as far in the tournament. I think that also
going to
hurt his draft
stock. Yeah, but Durant didn't go far. I mean, we could pound this point to so many guys.
I agree.
Ben Simmons, right?
Simmons didn't even make the tournament. Right. Markelle Fultz.
Well, the other prospects will have good showings, so I think he might drop.
Okay. All right.
He'll be top five for sure.
Go ahead, Matthew.
Look at Chet's metrics.
So you like him. You think he'll be a star?
I think he will easily be a star. We're talking about 7 foot with an 11 foot unblockable apex on his 3-point shot. Like he's KD.
So he should be the first pick then.
He should be, but he won't be because you know how owners are.
He doesn't shoot it as well as KD. Now, will he get to
the
Arkansas
one? He will get there.
Yeah.
When he gets a team around him, he will get there.
I don't know if he'll ever shoot it like KD.
All right, no, that's good.
He doesn't have to shoot it like KD to be great.
I love Matthew. I love your passion. All right, we'll see. I love it. I do. Thank you.
It's over. Arizona, Arkansas.
It's too soon, bro.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Chris, so you're dropping
74-68. Yeah.
You're dropping quickly in the standings on Fox Sports Radio.
I still got three other Final Four teams.
Yeah, okay. One's down. Thank you. All right, Mike in Pennsylvania, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Mike?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Doing good.
Man. I enjoy listening to your show.
Thank you, buddy.
And I'd like to put a little twist on your take here on the draft status.
Okay.
Okay.
Could you please use your same words for hiring a black coach in the NFL from what you just said about not putting a white player in the
Be
NBA?
Be more clear. Don't
so you mean,
words.
Wait a minute,
what
wait a minute. Hey, Mike, are you talking about, wait a minute, hold on.
Well,
are you saying
what I'm saying is Rob Parker is a racist. I listened to him one night. Slammed the table about the percentage of black coaches in the NFL. Then he slammed the table and said that 74% black people in the NFL. And then he said it's our game. So that's what I'm saying.
Wait a minute, hold on, Mike, listen to me. Let's have a conversation. When I say it's our game, my point is, it's not like there's 1% of black players in the NHL and we're expecting them to hire black coaches in the NHL. We're talking about a league where most of the coaches come from the ranks of players or people attached to the game. And that's what I mean when I'm talking about. You can't be 74% black. At one point this year, Mike, there were more black baseball managers than there were NFL coaches, and black people make up 8 or 9% of Major League Baseball. That's what I'm talking about.
And I would say, Mike, if you're comparing coaching,
to the point though that sometimes they're hiring a more qualified person, or no? That's all I'm saying.
Well, no. What we're seeing in the NFL is guys who are more qualified, who are black, are getting turned down and
or not interviewed
at
all.
For whites who aren't as qualified, at least on paper, aren't as qualified. So you can't compare coaching hires to players. Give me the white players that are being
show me one white guy
in the NBA that aren't. I mean,
if you could show me one of them and say this guy was that,
right,
and I can't believe
he didn't even get a shot.
And I can't believe that the white owners didn't draft him. Chris, there's only one black owner. Who would be the white guy not taking
it ain't
a
even
superstar?
That. It's just,
no,
that
I'm just saying.
You can't name a white. Give me the white player that was qualified to be in the NBA that's not playing.
That's
NBA
at home.
Because he was discriminated against. We can name a lot of black coaches who, again, on paper, are qualified.
I would love to hear, if anybody has a name, I would love to hear one white guy who was.
It ain't no name out there. But do we have one more quickly?
No. Not to, we're good.
All right, we got Michael Sean Dugar from The Athletic covers the Seahawks for them. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, thank you, Steve. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and if you're a value customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company, and that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Michael Sean Dugar from The Athletic covers the Seahawks. Michael, welcome to the iCouple.
What's up?
What's up, man? How you guys doing?
Good,
great.
Brother.
How are
Let's
you?
Get right into it, man. No small talk. We got to hustle. You were at the last workout with Colin Kaepernick and one of the Seahawks receivers. Who was it? It wasn't Tyler Lockett, right?
Yeah, it was Aaron Fuller, who used to play at the University of Washington here in Seattle.
Okay, so tell us about the workout. And obviously, Pete Carroll's running his mouth, but I want to see some action. I mean, I'm like, dude, I get it when you had Russell Wilson. Now you got Drew Lock. Why don't you at least give Kaepernick a trial? So tell us how it looked and what your thoughts are on Seattle maybe really giving him a shot.
Yeah, man, Colin still got a live arm, man. Like, that dude can still sling it. I think people have kind of got this misconception that he was out of the league for the last 5 years because he's bad at football. Like, there were clearly some extenuating circumstances that led to his whatever sabbatical, right. I guess, from the league the last 2 years.
Sabbatical?
Yeah.
How about banishment?
There we go. I didn't have vocab words ready. I thank you guys for picking up the slack. Thank you.
Yes.
I mean, he could still sing it, man. When you they didn't have any music playing that loud in there, so when he was throwing some of them, like, dig routes and, like, speed outs, the ball hitting hitting those receivers' gloves, man, it's like somebody hitting the ball 400 feet in baseball. Like, it was pretty loud, man. It was something. You can hear it popping on the gloves in the videos that I posted on my Twitter. I think his arm is still legit. You can't tell unless there's a defense out there whether he can, like, avoid a sack throw with anticipation. But I mean, hell, that's what I saw out there is just as good as what I've seen from some of the Russell Wilson backups they've had. You know, as far as Pete Carroll giving him a shot. You know, Chris, I'm with you, man. I don't like the idea of you going on TV saying, you know who deserves a shot? But you can give me a shot, but you won't hire me. That don't make no sense. That's like saying somebody's like, hey, you know that Michael Sean dude? He can make a mean burger, right? Somebody should pay him to flip some burgers. But you own a McDonald's.
Why don't you
give me a job.
Exactly.
Let me flip some burgers for you. So I'm with you, man. I just don't understand what he gains from saying Kaepernick deserves a shot, but not actually giving him a shot.
How about the changes up there in Seattle? You didn't get to talk to Kaepernick, right?
I did. I talked to him yesterday, yes.
And just give me his demeanor. Is he at peace?
Was he belligerent? Because his last trial, I'm not ripping him for it, but remember when that was several years ago.
They changed the venue, and it was a mess, right? But just talk about his demeanor and how he came across to you.
Yeah, you know, Rob, it's funny you mentioned that. Like, I thought about that when I was going through my notes on the way back home. Like, Kaepernick looked really happy. Like, he just looked really happy. Like, even when I asked him, you know, have the Seahawks reached out to you? Or, you know, do you think they'll, you know, bring you in? He was like, not yet. But he said not yet with, like, a smile. Like, you know, like, even if they don't, it's okay. You know, he said he's still hopeful, still waiting. And I'm not going to lie, man, that is an admirable quality. Because 5 years of waking up and throwing to your trainer – and not getting the job, I'd have gave it up. I'd be on Twitch playing video games or something like that, like everybody's doing now. Like, I don't think I would have had the resolve to keep going like he's been able to do with no sign of any hope. But, yeah, he was all smiles after that workout. It was actually pretty noteworthy, I thought.
Now, his trainer said 5 NFL teams have called him. Do you have any idea who those teams are other than, I guess, Seattle?
No, and that wasn't the guy who – the trainer who said that, I think it was on TMZ. That wasn't the same guy who was training there yesterday. But the guy who said that, I think it was a black dude, he was not there because I was looking for him when I walked in. I was like, let me find him, see if I can find out who them teams are. I don't think – calling him don't mean nothing to me at this point. Like, he's got the videos. You know, he's got the interest. You know, he wants to play. Like, I don't know what else you need to do. You know, the NFL has – they got room for tryouts. You know, some teams may not want to – fly him out for the trial, but clearly he'll pull up. You know, he was 30 minutes from the Seahawks facility yesterday. That's a free, you know, tryout. So I just
have you talked to any NFL players about it, or even some of the receivers about, like, his arm and, you know, what they thought of him?
Yeah, you know, Tyler Lockett said that he thought Kaepernick was ready. Everybody who knows Tyler Lockett is not, like, just say something because it sounds cool. right? If Tyler Lockett says something, that means he means it, for better or worse. And then Aaron Fuller yesterday, he was like, man, if anybody needs a quarterback, they should call that dude, you know, because he can still swing it. So the feet, and Kaepernick said the feedback's been positive when his agent has talked to teams as well. And, you know, even Pete Carroll said his workouts have looked good. So everyone seems to think that he still got it, except the 32 teams making the decision.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Sad. Last thing, we got about a minute or so to go. Just I thought it was time for them to move on from Russell Wilson. And, you know, he was kind of bellyaching and talking about it. I thought Pete Carroll would stay. Chris thought he would rather get rid of Pete Carroll and keep Russell Wilson. Were you surprised that it was Russ that was jettisoned out of Seattle or not?
No, I just thought that the divorce was inevitable. Like, it really, guys just weren't seeing things the same way. It was very clear. Like, Russ has a vision for what his legacy should be and what role the quarterback should play in, you know, wins and losses. And Pete Carroll has a vision for that too. And they just ain't on the same page. Pete Carroll would try, you know, me, you, Rob, or Chris, we could play quarterback in a Pete Carroll system as long as we don't throw interceptions, right?
Right.
Russell, except for they threw an interception
in the Super Bowl when
he wants to throw.
Right. Come on. I still can't get over that.
Yeah, so I think the split made sense to me just because somebody had to go. I wasn't really sure who, but I just knew that two guys after 10 years not seeing eye to eye, like, somebody had to go, and it ended up being Russell because he was the easier piece to move in the organization's eyes.
All right, that's our man, Michael Sean Dugar. Thank you,
man,
brother. We appreciate
the good work. Yes, and thanks for being on the show.
Rob, if you're at NABJ in Vegas, man, holla at me. It's summer.
No, are you kidding? I already made my reservation. You know, you could get your room now. Chris, guess where it is? It's at Caesar's Palace.
Is it?
That's where the host hotel. So, yes, I will definitely see you, and we'll have some adult beverages and maybe even pay some tuition. Is that cool?
There we go. All right, Rob. Appreciate you guys.
All right. All right, man. More Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris, he is Rob, and we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, as always. And wrapping up a TV theme song Thursday, we're brought to you by AutoZone, which has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations across the nation, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. All right, Rob, let's wrap it up with some NBA talk. Shaquille O'Neal, the former Laker great, said that the Lakers, while he's disappointed in their season, listen to this. It's a quick turnaround in one thought. Here he is.
If they make it to the A spot, they will beat Phoenix. Yeah, you heard me. Because AD going to be back. Shaq Shadamas will be correct. Westbrook's been playing bad. All it takes is for certain people like that to just play good one or two games, and then it snaps right back.
Rob, you know I've given the Lakers a puncher's chance. And they would have – look, there's one world beater in the West as far as I'm concerned. I mean, Golden State, they're banged up. They get healthy. They're dangerous. But even if they're healthy, the Lakers' size – would cause potential problems for them. So I'd give him a shot against Phoenix. I mean, against Golden State. Phoenix is a different animal. I think Phoenix is rolling. I think they've been the best. Not think. They clearly have been the best team in the league this season. And the thing is, they can match the Lakers' size. DeAndre Ayton is balling.
We saw it, Chris, last year, even before AD went down. He was playing well.
Right, and now the Lakers were up 2-1 when AD got hurt. Chris Paul was out, too, or he was hampered. Remember that?
He was hurt. He got hurt in
the
game.
But still, the Lakers were playing well, but Phoenix is better than they were last year. And the Lakers obviously are worse. But I that's the one team. Because, look, let's look at the West. Denver, they not scaring you. Utah, they scare nobody. Dallas is Luka and a bunch of good role players. Spencer Dinwiddie's been great for him, but still, that's what they are. Memphis is young, and I talked about Golden State. They're small. Phoenix, to me, is the world beater out there, and I don't think the Lakers would beat them. I think Shaq's bugging on this one.
I think that's Shaq with the home cooking. I know you played for the Lakers and all that, and you know, like, oh, yeah, Westbrook will just play good all of a sudden. And are they going to just play defense too, Chris, all of a sudden when they haven't played it
right,
all year?
Right,
I mean, come right. on.
It, I mean, AD would help, obviously, as
no,
a
there's no doubt. But Chris, there was no pushback. Really? Where's the defense? If he could have just – Russell Westbrook could play better, why wouldn't he have done it already? You know what I mean? Like, right. like this whole notion that, oh, you get to the playoffs and then he'll just play better then. Okay. Well, he could be playing better 40 games ago.
He did. There was pushback, Rob, which you'll be glad to hear.
Oh, was there? Thank God.
The co-host
okay.
did pushback.
Yeah, all Rob, right. his co-hosts were as miffed as you guys are. Let me just say
okay.
that.
I'm glad, Rob G, because you know that's one of my biggest things. Is like a lot of guys throw stuff out and are unchecked. Am I right or wrong on podcasts? They're unchecked.
1,000%.
No. I mean, you could hear somebody say, they give their top five. Like Iverson, I don't know. There was a meme I saw of Iverson's top five. Did you see that, Rob G? I don't know if that was recent.
Yes. That was about a year ago.
Was that recent?
That was about a year ago. He was on a podcast when he did it.
So his top five, Rob, was, I'm going to go from the bottom up. Shaq at five. Who was four, Rob G? Do you remember?
I remember the five names. I don't know the order.
Shaq was five. Steph was four. LeBron was three. Kobe was two, and Jordan was one. Mm. Now, that's not a good example of what I was going to say. Or I guess you would say, if you're a co-host, you would say Steph ahead of Shaq
Where's Kareem?
Kobe. You got Kobe second. Wow. Yeah, right. Where's Kareem? Where's Magic? Like, or if somebody does, say they got Kobe first. Over MJ? Like, you know, that's the pushback. Like, what? You know, or
no,
so
I'm with
that's
you.
What we're I'm, that's what
happen.
We're saying,
right?
And it doesn't have to be, you know,
disrespectful,
aggressive, right? It's just you get better answers. Expound
Make people
on
explain it, right?
If
well,
somebody
how did you get
names
there?
Their starting five all time, and LeBron's not in it, and it say it's a current player, say Durant throughout the all time starting five, and LeBron wasn't in it, you gotta be like, hold up, where's LeBron? You know what I'm saying? Like, but
and tell me
a lot
how
of guys
he didn't make
like,
the
oh,
list.
Okay.
Hold up.
You would get a better answers that way. And so, yeah, that's what we're looking for. But nah, Shaq, I think he's off on this one. Shaq Stradamus will not be right on this one.
No, he won't. And Chris, I joined you today as we are the only national sports talk radio show where both hosts are wearing Invisalign. So we're both on board today. Could you tell with my voice or no?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not
so
at
I'm
all.
I'm going to wear them. I'm going to wear them during the show like you've done.
Yeah. Man, I wear it during the TV show and the radio show. So I'm on my fifth set of trays.
Already?
Only like 23 more to go.
How many? Talk. So what'd they give you, 9 years to correct your
28.
Teeth?
28. That's a little over here. 28. 56 weeks, I guess. So
they
what
told
you
me
get?
They
you
told
get?
Me 7 months because you know I only got the one tooth on the bottom, Chris. My teeth are pretty straight. You know the one bottom tooth in the middle is kind of gone rogue. So that's the one they're trying to correct.
Guys, I think I speak for the rest of America when I say that you're calling the rest of us peasants who can't afford Invisalign.
What?
You got to get regular.
You can't afford Invisalign.
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the rest of the peasants.
Just Rob saying. G,
hey,
we gotta get our teeth fixed.
I recommend it.
Me too.
Right. Yeah. Right. My mom's teeth are perfect. My dad's are jacked. I got those Broussard teeth.
You got so the dad teeth, right?
Yeah, I had to straighten them out. All
you
right,
got,
the
you got summer teeth, Chris. Some are there and some ain't.
That's a good one. I like that one. Keep it locked. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next. And yes, those brothers bring fire.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information.